It was also unsettling to know that he spoke aloud only for my benefit. After another warm smile for me, Carlyle left the room. I stared at the little picture of Carlyle's hometown for a long moment. "What happened then?" I finally asked, staring up at Edward, who was watching me. "When he realized what had happened to him." He glanced back to the paintings, and I looked to see which image caught his interest now. It was a larger landscape in dull fall colors. An empty, shadowed meadow in a forest, with a craggy peak in the distance. "When he knew what he had become," Edward said quietly, "he rebelled against it. He tried to destroy himself, but that's not easily done." "How?" I didn't mean to say it aloud, but the word broke through my shock. "He jumped from great heights," Edward told me, his voice impassive. "He tried to drown himself in the ocean. But he was young to the new life and very strong. It was amazing that he was able to resist feeding while he was still so new. The instinct is more powerful then. It takes over everything. But he was so repelled by himself that he had the strength to try to kill himself with starvation." "Is that possible?" My voice was faint. "No, there are very few ways we can be killed." I opened my mouth to ask, but he spoke before I could. "So he grew very hungry, and eventually weak. He strayed as far as he could from the human populace, recognizing that his willpower was weakening too. For months he wandered by night, seeking the loneliest places, loathing himself.